What's happening in space policy, August 30, September 5, 2026? Here is Space Policy Online, com's list of space policy events for the week of August 30, September 5, 2026, and any insight we can offer about them. The House is in session this week. The Senate is in recess except for pro forma sessions until September 14, after the Labor Day recess. During the week. This week's big event happened this morning with the launch of the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope. Liftoff at 7:26 a.m. ET atop a SpaceX Falcon Heavy was flawless, and Roman is now on its way to the second Sun-Earth Lagrange point, L2, 1 million miles, 1.5 million kilometers, from Earth in the direction away from the Sun. Roman is in a 90-day commissioning period as it travels to L2. NASA expects to release the first images early next year. It's a busy week. Here in DC, the House returns from their 5-week recess tomorrow, Monday, and will be here through Thursday before leaving again for the Labor Day recess. They'll be back on September 14 when the Senate also returns. The Senate stayed for 2 weeks after the House departed, so each chamber had a 5-week break. Before leaving, the House narrowly passed a continuing resolution, CR, on largely partisan lines, 222-5. To keep the government open through December 4, H.R. 9770. On August 8, the Senate passed a substantially different CR, using H.R. 6500 as the legislative vehicle, on a bipartisan basis, 96, that would keep the government operating until December 11. The House plans to take up H.R. 6500 this week on the suspension calendar, an expedited procedure that avoids the Rules Committee, but requires a two-thirds vote to pass. If House Speaker Mike Johnson succeeds in getting it passed, the only remaining step will be for President Trump to sign it to avoid a shutdown on September 30. Among its many provisions, the Senate bill would prevent the White House from implementing a proposed rule for the duration of the CR on how federal grants are awarded that could affect science and space grants, among many others. On Thursday, there's a very important ceremony at Joint Base Andrews just outside D.C., where Gen B Chance Saltzman will formally hand over the role of Chief of Space Operations, CSO, of the U.S. Space Force, to Gen Douglas Skeese. This is just the second USSF, Change of Responsibility, event. Gen J. Raymond chose Change of Responsibility instead of Change of Command when he handed the reins to Saltzman in 2022. Saltzman already had his retirement ceremony on August 13, but according to the MC at that event, his formal retirement date is October 31. In any case, Skeese takes over as CSO on Thursday. He's currently USSF Deputy Chief of Space Operations for Operations. The event will be live-streamed. NASA will have a fourth spacewalk on Tuesday in what was to have been a series of three. One took longer than planned, so they added another. NASA's Jessica Mayer and ESA's Sophie Adnott will replace a spacecraft navigational aid, prepare the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer's radiator for an upgrade, and install jumper cables to boost data relay systems during their 6.5-hour extravehicular activity, EVA. Mayer and NASA's Anil Menon did the first in this series on August 6 to install hardware for the next rollout solar array. Menon and Adnott did the second and third spacewalks to replace a space-to-ground antenna. That took longer than expected because of stubborn cables and bolts that didn't want to release, hence this additional EVA. This will be Mayer's seventh overall and Adnott's third, and the sixth all-female spacewalk. Mayer and Christina Koch were the first two women to perform spacewalks together, and they did three, October 2019 and two, in January 2020. Two more were conducted by Jasmine Mogbelly and Laurel O'Hara, November 2023, and by Anne McLean and Nichol Ayers, May 2025. Mayer, Adnott, NASA's Jack Hathaway and Roscosmos's Andriy Fadeev are the members of Crew 12 and will be getting a little extra time on the ISS. Launch of their replacements on Crew 13 will be delayed because an oxidizer leak was detected on the propulsion system of SpaceX's Crew Dragon spacecraft. A new launch date is TBD. Lots of other great events this week. To highlight just two, on Monday, NASA's Aerospace Safety Advisory Panel reports out on its latest meetings with the agency, via telephone only. And on Wednesday, the Aerospace Corporation Center for Space Policy and Strategy will hold a space policy forum at the National Press Club in DC Aerospaces. Brian Whedon kicks off the day with a panel featuring former NASA Deputy Administrator and former astronaut Pam Melroy and the White House Office of Science and Technology Policies, Aaron Miles. They'll discuss the integration of space within the broader national science, technology, and innovation portfolio. Another panel will debate whether the U.S. should seek to avoid or embrace space war. Great topics, great participants, no live stream, unfortunately. It's in person only, but we'll also mention that Turkey Türkiye will become the 71st signatory to the Artemis Accords tomorrow at NASA HQ. Türkiye is hosting the annual International Astronautical Congress this year in Antalya. Expect an update to the official Artemis Accords chart, which today has 70 flags. Those and other events we know about as of Sunday morning are shown below. Check back throughout the week for others we learn about later and add to our calendar or changes to these. Sunday, August 30. Launch of the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope, KSC 726 MET. Post-launch press conference 9:30 MET. Monday, August 31. ESA briefing on the next milestone for Bepi Colombo's mission to Mercury online 8:00-9:00 AM ET 14:00-15:00 CEST. Assessment of technical and AMP scientific capability at NASA Goddard Natal ACAD 1:00-3:00 PM ET online. NASA Aerospace Safety Advisory Panel 2:00-3:30 PM ET telephone. Turkey Türkiye signs Artemis Accords, NASA HQ, Washington, D.C., in person only, 2:30 p.m. ET. Tuesday, September 1. NASA ESA spacewalk at ISS, ADNOT/MER. 8:30 MET. NASA coverage begins 7:00 AM ET. Tuesday, Wednesday, September 1 2. Space Weather Roundtable, Natal ACAD, Keck Center, Washington, D.C. Some sessions are closed. Tuesday, Thursday, September 1 3. Global Space Traffic Management Workshop, 2026, Edinburgh, Scotland. Wednesday, September 2. Space Policy Forum, Bringing Space to the National Debate, Aerospace Corp., National Press Club, 529 14th Cent, NW, Washington, D.C. 9:00 M4:00 PM ET. Thursday, September 3. U.S. Space Force Change of Responsibility Ceremony, Joint Base Andrews, MD, 11:00 AM ET, live streamed. Friday, September 4. ESA pre-launch briefings on FLEX and Copernicus Sentinel 3C, online, 8:00 AM ET in English, 14:00 CEST. Shriver Spacepore Series with Brig, Gen. Todd Benson, Mitchell Inst, Virtual 9:30-10:30 MET. User comments. Space Policy Online. Com has the right, but not the obligation, to monitor the comments and to remove any materials it deems inappropriate. We do not post comments that include links to other websites since we have no control over that content, nor can we verify the security of such links.